From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying he is canceling the latest in the last administration's deal with Cuba, President Trump has begun undoing some parts of President Obama's opening to Havana. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travels and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. President Trump traveled to the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to make the announcement.
When Cuba is ready to take concrete steps, we will be ready, willing, and able to come to the table to negotiate that much better deal for Cubans, for Americans. Much better deal.
The Cuban, the American tourist in Havana took issue with President Trump's new policy.
I disagree with the policy. I think that there should be a more open dialogue between the countries, and I more support Obama administration policy of globalization and opening up communication between the countries.
White House officials are saying many of the Obama-era changes would remain in place. According to senior administration officials, Americans will still be able to travel to Cuba under approved categories, but there will be stricter enforcement to ensure travelers fit those categories. The U.S. Embassy will remain open in Havana. President Trump has continued to campaign on Twitter against the investigations into possible links between his campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump said he is being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. Then he added the words in his tweet, "witch hunt." This followed a report that Mr. Trump's son-in-law is under investigation. This is VOA News.